mentioned our campus. You can see how it's been built out over time. And we have the various buildings, the St. Gabriel Life Center, which I've spoken about. The parish offices are over here. And then there's a bookstore here, too, in the front of the building. It sells some really nice articles that you may be interested in. We're here in the church at this point. You can see the Blessed Sacrament Chapel is right back here. And then also the Chapel of the Angels, which is on that side. And that's where reconciliation takes place. We call this a plaza out front. And this is St. Joseph's Green. So that's where we do like blessing of animals, the sunrise mass, etc. Padre Pio's place is a portable building. I say portable, it's modular, I guess is what you would call it. And it's only about 3 years old, and we'll have it for a couple more years till we decide what to do with the St. Gabriel Life Center. It's kind of like a parish living room. You'll see it tonight if you've not been in there. It's a nice building and kind of like very comfortable and cozy as well. We have a Portuguese mass here at Annunciation. It's something we do for the Diocese of Orlando. We host it. That takes place in Padre Pio's place on Sunday mornings at 11:30. The preschool is here. I mentioned the Nazareth Center for Faith Formation, and then also the St. Michael Gymnasium, and then obviously the school in the back. If you're wondering some of the names of our buildings, St. Gabriel, obviously very important in the Annunciation and very much of a messenger, so a lot of what goes on. We hope we give a good message through our parish office. Padre Pio's place, there's a nice statue of Padre Pio. He's a 20th century saint, and you'll see the statue out front of the building. The preschool, obviously it's called the preschool, our little angels over there. The Nazareth Center is so called because that's where Jesus learned in the city of Nazareth. That Jesus says where he was taught, that's where he was able to absorb learning about the faith. And then the St. Michael Gymnasium, that's so St. Michael is the one of the archangels, and St. Michael really the defender in battle. And I'm sorry to say, but there's battles when there's basketball games and other things that go on, so we ask for protection from St. Michael. Finally, Shepherd's Field. Shepherd's Field is the name. If you've ever been to the Holy Land, there's a place called Shepherd's Field, and it's where the Annunciation to the Shepherds took place. So that's what we call it out there, is just a beautiful place where we have a track and field. Track and field is open for you to come in the mornings until, I believe, about 8, and then in the evening from 3:30 until sunset. You can come and walk around the track, and you're welcome to do that. The field is used for other things, and we're not able to rent it out. If you're wondering, well, do you rent it out? No, we're not able to rent it out. There's no lights on it, and we can't have audio. That was things with the city that had to take place when it was built.